And welcome. You are listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM. This is our weekly program covering the arts, arts events in Valparaiso and actually throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspective Photography, along with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City.
Aloha.
And we are your hosts for Art in the Air. Hey, our 2009 underwriters for Art in the Air, again, are Valparaiso University's Brower Museum, and of course the landlord of this wonderful building we're in, the old technical building there on 130, Walt Breitinger. Hey, if you'd like to find out more about leasing space here in this historic building, lots of little art coves here, great space to be. You can call Walt at 219-462-5821. That's 219-462-5821. And we'd like to thank them for their generous support. We always like to thank Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager, engine, and not engineer anymore.
Yeah, we so appreciate Greg. Thank
He's
you.
He's always here for us. Hey, if you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your art, art-related event, exhibit, or however you want to do that, and as just information of what's going on in the art world, send it to artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. And this program is rebroadcast Mondays at 5 p.m. We're heard over here, of course, every Friday. You can also listen to an archive of our shows at breck.com/AOTA. That's breck, BRECH.com/AOTA for Art in the Air, and you can get our past episodes and hear what's going on.
I know, and it's a beautiful page you set up, and thank you so much.
Well, I think
it's so
easy
to use.
Thank you. Well, I've done websites for a little while in my life, so now we're going to get into our arts calendar, but before we do, we'd like to remember that this station is supported by you, the listener, and our community. We have a community campaign that we do once a year, but you know, year-round, we'd like to remind you that we are always looking for underwriter support. We'd especially like to have more underwriters for Art in the Air, because
we would love that.
Esther and I have some ideas about expanding our coverage a little bit, maybe partnering with some other stations to carry the program either live or not live. So that's some of the ideas we have, but you know, we'd like to have underwriting support. We get no real corporate money. We don't sell advertising per se, so that's how this works. Anyway, you can tell I'm getting ready for my pledge gig at the other radio station. Anyway, if you're interested in supporting the station, you can contact at wvlp.org/support. That's wvlp.org/support, and you can support us, and that's also where you can hear us live if you want to hear us on the stream. And besides that, we're going to try something new today. If you go to the WVLP 103.1 FM website, we will look to see if you post a question for our guests.
Website or Facebook page?
Facebook page. Yeah.
Facebook page. You said website.
I said website.
You did.
Thank you so much.
Website.
Yeah, Facebook page. And we're going to try that. Just post a question, and we'll see if we get that and everything. Remember, when it comes to support, don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. Now we're going to move on to our Porter County events. Our guest in the studio liked that. He's not used to my punny things here. In Porter County, Valparaiso Center for the Arts, Brower Museum. It continues with their show through March 31st, so you can still have a chance to catch it. It's Icons on Ammo Boxes, art by Sofia Altanova and Oskander Klamenko. We also have Line, Force, and Burn Rubber by Sarah Kremp and Olivia Petrides, and the art of Lynn Olson. Continuing also through the end of the month, the caricatures by Irene Brown. And if you've ever been to the Beverly Shores Depot Museum and Gallery, she's that wonderful docent that's there and everything. But she has a wonderful collection of that. That's at the Ellen Firm Gallery on US 12 in Beverly Shores. The Village Gallery of Pines continues with Doris Meyer's exhibit. It opened March 3rd, goes through the end of the month. She's doing what titled Trees, Rocks, Water, and a Collection of Reflections. It's at the Village Gallery at Pines Village in Valparaiso. Chesterton Arts Center. Well, if you want to see what the young people of the Duneland School Corporation are doing, which I just saw on Wednesday at their opening, the K-8 gallery is now running through the end of the month. Beautiful work by kindergarten through 8th grade. You can see anything at the Chesterton Arts Center running daily. It's open actually 6 days a week from about 10 until 4 o'clock weekdays, and it's on Saturday till about 2 o'clock. And also they have a bunch of classes there, so that's at Chesterton Arts Center. Art Barn. Did you have something?
No, I don't, except I hope everybody goes and sees the
Oh, my gosh, the work
is
fantastic.
It is.
Fantastic. And they had the high school thing the first two weeks of it. It's fantastic. Art Barn, they have their 2019 children's exhibit, and that will open, or it has opened March 16th, and will run through the end of April, April 27th. Now, these are the children that take classes and courses there, and it's kind of a celebration of their work. It features art from ages 5 through 18. And so you can see that. Of course, artbarnindiana@gmail.com for information. They're also going to start open mic performances at the Art Barn. After a long hiatus of not doing it, they're doing
tonight.
Open mic. Yes.
Tonight, I think, is the first one.
Right.
And with Tim Rounds.
Exactly. Tim Rounds, open mic. Extraordinary, they're calling it. Admission is $4. They're going to have some, what they call, light bites, and they will have a cash bar for those of you that are of age and everything like that. On March 24th, this also blends one of our other groups, Duo Sequenza, will actually appear at the Art Barn. They're doing an entire concert series called Project Listen Up throughout Northwest Indiana. That was supported by the Indiana Arts Commission. The only reason I know that, I sat on the panel for that, which I know Esther and I are going to be on the panel for the Indiana Arts Commission. That's going
to
be fantastic. It's a great education on how to write a grant, too. Anyway, Duo Sequenza will be there on March 24th at 1 p.m. Artsy Fine Arts and Antiques in Chesterton are going to have Kids and Canvas, and that's on March 30th. It's $45 per couple. Now, that's one adult and one kid for that. You must participate, have a participating adult, and they will take a whole campus. Bridget Nadalski, who is the art educator but also one of the co-owners there, do it. That's on Saturday, March 30th, 1 to 3 p.m. They're limited to 16 participants, and the ages for the young people are 7 to 15. So that looks like what we have going on in Porter County. What do we have going on in LaPorte County there, Esther?
You know, LaPorte County is waking up with spring. So at the Lubesnik Center for the Arts, they're exhibiting Nature Versus Everything through June 8th, and it features 9 contemporary artists with work that is environmentally minded, and it explores the perilous battle between humanity and the natural world. In the Susan Block Gallery on the second floor is a large-scale installation. It starts with an animated video of a charcoal-drawn landscape with its inhabitants and extends into 3 colorful dimensions, so the viewer becomes part of the art. Then on April 27th from 1 to 5 p.m., it's the second Zine and Small Press Fest, and there'll be 30 independent authors, publishers, artists, and activists, and the admission is free. It was fabulous last year. I'm sure it's going to be even better this year.
And just I saw some of the zines at the last area arts meeting, and I didn't really know what they look like. They are fantastic.
They are amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And the whole atmosphere there is fabulous when they're all together in the same room. I loved it. Southern Shore Art Association, the March exhibit is Old, New, and Renewed. The gallery is located at 724 Franklin Street, and they are open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. You can visit their website, southernshoreartassociation.com, or their Southern Shore Art Association Facebook page. Thaddeus C. Gallery is located in downtown LaPorte. Their gallery hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays. Their number, 219-326-8626, or on the web at thaddeusc.com. Blink Contemporary Art at 1709 Franklin Street is exhibiting new work by Rick Lang and Suzanne Cohen Lang, and I'll go into their new exhibit in a moment when we talk about the next activities. Rising Phoenix Gallery at 2803 South Franklin Street. Their current exhibit is called Threads of Life, and it is a group exhibition of artists who work in the medium of fiber, fabrics, and textiles, and it's showing through the end of the month. Nest, located at 803 Franklin Street, is exhibiting the works of over 20 local artists, women artists, in celebration of International Women's Day, with both 2D and 3D work, plus a film of a live performance by Elise Kermani will be on view. And we will be having an opening on April 7th, which I will get to after our list of activities. The film is Iphigenia, Book of Change. It's really wonderful. Elise is a soundscape artist, and so the dialogue and the music, you know, it's incredible. Starting again weekly on Sundays from 1 to 3 will be Oil Painting Plus with Michelle Weiser. And the plus means if you would rather bring a watercolor, a drawing, or a mixed media piece to work on, and benefit from Michelle's vast, vast professional experience, please do so. She'll be guiding us once again on the exquisite medium of oil paints. No painting experience to the most accomplished artists will benefit from her guidance. She's a gifted artist and instructor, and details are on our Facebook event listing page for the Nest Michigan City. The first and third Monday of each month, the Singing Sands Toastmasters meet. April 1st and 15th will be their next meeting. Become a better communicator and leader with Toastmasters. Tomorrow, March 23rd, Saturday, the monthly Every Kind of Talent show with Captain Ambivalent takes place. It's vaudeville meets show and tell meets open mic, and the lineup is looking really, really good for Saturday, the 23rd. So there's still always room to sign up. If you want to sign up ahead of time online, there's a link. If not, signing up is all right the day of the event. March 30th at 7 p.m., we have a blues evening with Keith Scott. Keith has met and jammed with blues legends Buddy Guy, Junior Wells, James Cotton, and Little Milton, just to name a few. And he toured with the Jimmy Dawkins Blues Band and traveled the world with them. Now, back to Blink Contemporary Art in the Nest. We do a movable art feast, and so we're springing back into it this year on April 7th at 10:30, starting at the Blink Contemporary Art. There'll be new work by Rick Lang and Suzanne Cohen Lang, and they will both discuss their inspiration, ideas, and methods, and will demonstrate both painting and sculpture techniques. So techniques shared, inspiration provided, and we always have great food and drinks to go along with that. Blink, again, is at 1709 Franklin Street. And then we travel to the Nest at noon for the opening of the women's exhibit. And again, there's over 20 female artists exhibiting, and some of them will be present to share their passion, the ideas, the process, and the final work. Please join us for an afternoon of discovery, community, and something good to eat. And we can be found at The Nest Michigan City on Facebook, or email us at thenestmichigancity@gmail.com. And that's it for LaPorte County.
That's it. That's a lot for LaPorte County. A lot at The Nest. I wonder why. Oh, that's Esther's place. That's why there's a lot going on at The Nest.
There just always is a lot going on.
So you go to Esther's The Nest.
Now, that is why you need to use that WVLP email so that we can find out what you're doing as well. So if you have a friend who is an artist, please toot their horn if they're not going to, and send us a message as to what they're doing. We want to publicize music, books, art. I mean, just, you know, art is a big word. So please just tell us what you're doing.
And that is Art on the Air at WVLP@gmail.com. So yeah, it's ever so easy there. Okay, so we're going to move on to Lake County. We've got a few things happening down there. 119th Street Artists, they're still sponsoring their Under 18 Art Show. That will open April 9th. They are looking for submissions right now. It's at the Cornerstone Art Gallery in the Centier Bank on 119th Street. The reception will be April 13th, and that's a little ways off, but they're still looking for things. You can contact them on their website, which is 119thstreetartists.org, you can find out information all about the details for the submission process and everything. Unfortunately, we know that 119th Artists, they may have only one more show, and then they might be leaving that gallery because the bank wants to expand into it. But they've been a beautiful host for them, so it's kind of sad, but that's the way it goes sometimes in the art world. Moving on, we have, South Shore Arts are just about ready to wrap up enrollment because the classes start March 25th for their spring enrollment period. So some of the classes may be closed. You can go to their website, South Shore Arts, or Facebook page, and find out more about what's going on. If you have any questions, call Micah there, and he will talk you through it. I'm almost sure, but I'll just go ahead and say the figure drawing class with Tom Torlimpi, which is Mondays 6 to 8:30. I imagine that may be full, but if not, if you're interested in doing that, he's a marvelous artist. They're still hosting the Haunts exhibit through April 21st. That was curated by one and only John Kane. And this exhibit featured the work of guerrilla photographers who have been in Gary and other cities haunting beauty. And I think I said this last week, too. I love Dennis Crane's work on it, where he took drone photography of the teardown of Star Plaza and the Twin Towers and everything and put it together in kind of a wall kind of collage work, and it's kind of moving but also sad to see those buildings go away. So, and there's other great pieces in there from the Gary Methodist Church and things like that, and those eventually become, they call, architectural gardens and everything. That's a whole new thing.
It's so exciting. I think it's such a great program.
So go see that. In the atrium, they still have also through the end of March, ending pretty soon, almost the few more days, is James Wachowiak. He's going to have his work there. And then at Toll Theater, there's Laurie Shimmer Carpenter, Midwest Reflections, Cafe Fresco in Crown Point. Through April 28th is Brianna Mihalovic, The Region at a Glimpse. At Artful Gardens, also in Crown Point, they have Beyond the White Garden, and it'll be running through April 27th. That's Cassia Seskanuski. How's that? Studio 659, Worn Out, Worn In, Worn Well, and Gently Used, and that's their artist theme for their upcoming show. Its opening reception is Saturday, March 23rd. They have changed the time from the original from 5 to 7 to 2 to 5. If you get a chance, that's right on 119th Street in Whiting. I have two pieces in that show, by the way. And Miller Arts and Creative District, The Polaroids by Julie Schwartz. They are at the Marshall Gardner Center on Lake Street in Gary. Artists' gallery hours are Thursdays, Fridays 12 to 6, and Saturdays 6 to 9, Sundays 1 to 4. And what she's done is taken Polaroids and actually physically altered them, not like through Photoshop, but actually crunches them into some new kind of piece of art. So it's not only just the Polaroid itself, but it's the art of actually adapting it. Area Artists Association continues with Artist Narrative at the Indiana Visitor Center. That's at I-80-I-94 and Kennedy Avenue, exit number 3. And the exhibit features pieces by 60 pieces with about 15 of the artist members. The on display daily, 8 to 5 p.m., so you can go in there and still see that. Great place, and I have 4 pieces of that exhibit, by the way. South Lake Artist Cooperative, SLAC. They're currently running Indifference and Ecstasy, two sides of the same thing. That's going to continue through April 20th, the Wild Rose Brewery in Griffith. And Dorothy Graydon, one of the area artists, has 3 pieces in that thing. Bess, Art Exposure Gallery. They already had their first opening with Megan Latata. She had a vibrant life of color and contrast. That's a new gallery at 5386 Broadway in Merrillville. That'll be up till April 15th. That's the old Boost Mobile store in that shopping plaza. They haven't changed the signage yet. He's working on that, but it's a brand new gallery. And then Promise Art U House in Highland. They have a special event, a special private collection showing from Jack Peening, Flowers and Bombs, he calls it. And he's going to be there every Saturday, March 23rd, 30th, and 6th. He'll be there physically. He's in what they call the Gallery C, and they have other things on exhibit there, but that's a special exhibit. The artist will actually be there and can talk to you about the work, and of course, it's available for purchase.
Yay.
So that's what we have going on in Lake County. Again, if you want to send us your information, artontheair@gmail.com. I mean, artontheair@gmail.com. Make sure you send us that. We'd love to get your information on the air and promote your arts events.
I know. That was a robust calendar.
Yeah, we almost hit 20 minutes there. So, okay. Well, now our guest is James Neary. And I never met him before. He's one of your people that you've known, but we're going to talk a little bit about him. He's a local guy who does music, songwriting, involved with several different levels of bands as I researched him. So I'd like to welcome you to to Art in the Air.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you here. Well, first of all, we'd like to find out just a little bit about you. And I know nothing about you, so we're going where you were born, what's like your school background, if you went to college, where you went to college, and you know where music kind of got you to today. Just how you got from there to here.
Okay, the condensed version. I was born and raised in LaPorte. Born at LaPorte Hospital, went to LaPorte High School, went through the school system there. Violin was my first love. When they made the they make you take an instrument or some kind of musical elective, and my mom was a violinist. She always instilled this sense of musicality.
Do you have a lot of viola jokes, by the way?
I don't. I.
You know the difference the difference between a violin and a viola?
Oh, what's that?
Well, a viola burns longer, but it holds more beer.
Okay. I like that. But yeah, orchestra was my first love. That's where I like. There's no instrument quite as sweet or articulate in my mind as a violin.
Yeah, it really talks, doesn't it?
Yeah. Cello's a close second, just because it has that rich, full body on it. But somewhere in the midst of high school, I forget what year it is now, but I met a good friend of mine, Ryan, and he was a singer-songwriter and was putting a band together. And he was younger than me, but had already written such, like, profound music at that time. So he helped stoke a fire in me to also do the songwriting, and we got a band together. It was a high school band, so of course it was okay. It was probably a spectacle, if nothing else. but after that, the love for music just never quit dying. So I went to college, and while I was in my second year of college, I won a singer-songwriter contest in Three Oaks at the Acorn Theater. And first prize for that was it was recording time at a really nice studio out in Burridge, Illinois. No longer exists, but you can go check out the Jam Lab. Colin Piedrick's the one who did that and is currently there. But once that album came out, I made the decision to no longer be enrolled in college and decided to pursue this full time, and I haven't looked back since. It's just been music after music after music.
So tell us a little bit about your music. I know you're involved in several different. You do solo work under your name and his guitar,
yep.
And some other things. So tell us about those things.
So the solo act is the earliest incarnation of my own musical expression throughput. It's easy to put together. I'm controlling all of the pieces of the music happening there. So if I decide to turn on a dime and do something else, I'm the one piloting. Most recently, I've joined a bunch of other musicians, and we formed a group called James Neri and the Bevy Blue. We've been together for two and a half years, somewhere in there now. And it was total serendipity. I've been friends with all of the guys in the band for some time, and we just finally decided to come together, see if it felt right, and you know, we haven't looked back since. A couple tours later, three EPs, and you know, hoping for a full length in the next year or two.
And you also have albums out there.
Yes. I have one solo record. It's called 2013. And my band, James Neri and the Bevy Blue, has three EPs, respectively called Red, Blue, and Yellow.
Okay. How would you decide your musical influences? I mean, I've read some of it, but, you know, is there your solo work is different from the blues, you know, different?
Oh, certainly. Mm-hmm. It's a certain, like, framing of the same idea. Like, if it's just me and a guitar, I don't have a wide variety of sonic tools, so the story that I want to tell should be a little more succinct. But with the band, there's so many different inputs and ideas on the same, like, motif that, you know, corralling all of that feels like a disservice to the other members of the band. So when I look to write solo pieces, I'm inspired by, you know, other solo artists, specifically Vance Gilbert is the first name that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. But you know, anyone in that genre, you can take away anything from their stories and find your own version of truth in it. But as far as bands go, I'm a self-described emo kid at heart, so I always, you know, Panic at the Disco and My Chemical Romance were like my first band loves, but you know, it grew into this more like mainstream rock, and you know, now as I'm getting older, I'm drifting off the beaten path a little bit more, but Muse was without a doubt like my first like super favorite band that I obsessed over, and now it's just whatever comes across my path. Shout out to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for being my current jam. That album, Nonagon Infinity, is the truth, and you should listen to it if you haven't.
Very good. You know, this might be a good time to hear something from you, one of your pieces, and just
yeah.
So you can hear it. So here we are. Well, what's the name of the piece? And
This piece is called Astronaut. This is not recorded yet, but we're hoping to
that
have.
That was the one I was going to ask for.
Oh, wonderful.
Actually, that
perfect.
One.
So
I
James
love
Neri
that one
doing
in Lighthouse. So much.
We have James Neri doing Astronaut here on Art on the Air.
Told me once before you'd sweep me off my feet. You told me once before you would take me home. But I laced my shoes, I burned all of the candles out. But now my eyes are burning bright, but will you settle for mine? Lay your eyes down here and let their gravity sweep the news. favorite songs and apathy, because the white wash wins. You clench your teeth as I open mine. Stars burning out, draped in everything we built. It took a day, a week, a lifetime to decorate this salty floor. But now they gaze through mirrors. What will they settle for? Light. So
that's Astronaut, James Neary. You brought Esther to tears with that one.
Yeah, one always does.
You're listening on Art in the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM. And again, you can email us your information at artontheair@gmail.com. And you can hear an archives of our show at brech.com/AOTA. And we're rebroadcast on Mondays at 5 p.m. So tell us the story of that story.
You know, there's just such a deeply layered elegance to you and you know, your writing. It's like something of the past, but it's like completely infused with now. And it's just like your writing is so emotional.
Well, thank you. That's one of the tenets I try to hold myself to, is I want to write honest music more so than anything else. I could you know, I obviously want to make it as stylish and appealing as possible. Sure. But for me, the catharsis was always in, like, telling the story in a way that still, like, captures that emotion. And this song was...
I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I've listened to Astronaut, and it still brings me to this state, you know?
That means I'm grateful, number one. But number two, I'm glad that the emotion is coming through, because that comes from a kind of a divisive point. The imagery is kind of loosely revolving around this, like, this pair. I sort of picture the original NASA program where the wives of the astronauts all lived on base and were, like, communing. And this was, you know, he's up in space, she's down on Earth. And before they departed, they had this, like, misunderstanding. And this is the distance and what happens when you're contemplative, separate of the resolution of being able to, like, work it out. I think that song started with the imagery, "You clench your teeth as I open mine." Like, that, that one snapshot of, like, the honesty versus someone biting their tongue and...
Right, silver tongues and apathy. I mean, like, what a phrase.
Yeah, it's just the central point in that is a lie through silver tongues and apathy. Just, you know, you're going to tell me what I want to hear, but you don't care anyway. So the whitewash wins. Whatever you decide to paint over it to make it right is the truth. So
where do you draw some of your inspiration from? You told us a little bit about For Astronaut, but some of your other songs.
Well, most of my music, admittedly, is a little selfish. It's based on something that's either happened to me or someone that I know.
And, all good art.
Right?
Yes.
But it takes on its own shape. I can't really quantify how it turns into whatever subject matter. Our writing process in the band is we'll start with some kind of lick or groove or something that sounds good, and then the poor rest of the band, I make them play the same thing for like 20 minutes, and I'll just have a notebook just like sitting on the floor like, okay, what does this sound like? What does this mean? And it most of the time, especially nowadays, it comes serendipitously, just like point blank out of nowhere, here's the idea, and then you have to shovel it along to milk more out of it.
But it's interesting because I read that, because I'm like, I know you just as James Neary, not so much James Neary and the Bevy Blue.
Yeah.
And so I was doing some research and I came across that where somebody will, like a phrase will happen or a guitar riff or something, and then the song pops into your head, and it makes me think of like that beautiful synergy between like Elton and Bernie too, you know.
Yes.
It's like amazing how it all works together.
I couldn't believe it. The very first practice that we had, like the whole band was just in tune with each other. There was no like, hey, can you do this instead? It was just a complete non-spoken language. As soon as something fell out of line, like we all like grew back in together and fell back in and found new ways to gyrate. And it's so organic. The entire process of the creating of the music and practicing music and just jamming for the fun of it, everything feels so seamless. And I that's the only way that I have the ability to just sit and, you know, write for 20 minutes while the guys are doing something else.
I know. And it really does show, because you came in here and there's been no warm up and to sound the way. I mean, it shows that you've been doing a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. It's the never ending pursuit. It's always just getting better at art in general, learning. I'm trying to learn more in like the theory background of like why music sounds the way it does, and trying to break it down on some more basic level instead of these chords sound good, now what?
Yeah, it's always the chicken and egg thing. You know, like in musical theater, they always used to ask, well, do you write the music first or do you write the lyrics? And in many cases, the music came first, in most cases.
Right.
But eventually, Rodgers and Hammerstein sort of changed that model.
Well, it's very
a little
evocative,
bit.
Just like the wind is evocative. I mean, like how many people are so inspired by nature for that same right?
And I remember Cole Porter said something, why does it take two adult men to write a song when, you know, he wrote both lyrics? That was always his jab at them.
And sometimes it's like poetry. James's work is very much so. Like poetry. Like here, I've got, I wrote this one down too. Like, drop my feet down below, hard concrete under snow, lightning bolt in my mind. I've worked too hard to be this blind. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, boy. And then when you hear it as a song, it's just like,
Well, now I'm going to have to play that one.
No, you don't have to play that one.
Sure, you can. We have plenty of time. Can you do us either, not a complete song, I mean, without the whole backup of Bebe Blue, can you do something in that style or how that's different? I mean, I know you're soloing here, so.
Yeah, it's not going to be quite the same. The one song that I like to translate is Say You Will, which is the very first song. If you look up our discography, it's the earliest song on our very first thing. So it's a... weirdly, it's also our most popular song. Like, if you look at Spotify analytics, like, far and above it's...
Because it's very movable, danceable.
Yeah, it feels
really
good.
It's fun.
It's also, when I do it on my own, I can lower the key a couple of steps, so it feels a lot better. But it's the hardest one to sing for the Bevy live show.
So this is, what song is this? This is...
Say You Will.
Say You Will with James Neary here on Art on the Air.
Pardon me, I can see you. And God, are you lonely? I was wasting daylight, feeling it right, being lonely. Now I know it's not much right before me, but please don't ignore me before you go. Oh, before you go, before you go, read my eyes and read me. To meet you, my one and only. I was so chasing daylight, feeling ain't right, being lonely. Now I know it's not much, I might be mourning, senselessly hoping before you go. And I know that you know that I know that you know. Read my eyes, read me. Oh, I've been ready for my heart beating steady. All the time I see you. Oh God, I'm so lonely. Oh, I've been ready for my heart beating
met James Neary on Art on the Air.
Oh, thank you.
Esther's all inspired. This one she's not teary-eyed at. She's inspired
it
at.
It started that way, but...
So, and that was from your collaboration with Bevy Blue.
Yes.
Now, is that your... You wrote that with the... I mean, it's collaborative, probably.
Yes.
But.
I would say I'm the primary lyricist of the band, okay. But that riff... almost all of our riffs come from the rest of the band. I'm
sure.
I still think of myself as a little bit of a simpleton when I'm like suggesting songs. I'm like, here's blocky chords, and everyone else is coming up with much more nuanced things. So I default to them for that. But
do you ever pick up the violin with your music? I mean, okay, you ever think about?
Love that. It's such a treat. It doesn't happen enough, but
unfortunately, yes, it does not happen.
And you also play keyboards.
Yes. That's another like work in progress.
Okay.
I play a little bit of I dabble in everything, but I hesitate to call myself an ist of anything until I have like a master.
But you still say you're a violinist.
Yeah, I've been playing long enough. I feel comfortable saying violinist, vocalist, guitarist.
You could probably pick up a viola and play it because all the parts they play in an orchestra is the simple alto parts.
Yeah, just about that low C string. I am jealous of the C string.
they never have to practice. It's so simple. So that's why they're jealous.
That was a little bit of the joke in the school as well.
Right, that's true. Hey, well, even the third violin, you know.
Yeah, viola players get undeserved hate. I will say that. All of the viola players that I knew were lovely people, and I love the instrument, but also it's very easy to make fun of the part.
I used to tease the percussionists, in a band situation, is, you guys don't need music. We don't need no stinking notes back here. We just make it up back there. It sounds, looks like that. It's like party.
When we hit it, whenever the downbeat is, that works.
Yeah, party in the percussion session. So now the Bevy Blue has one album, or you have...
We have three...
Three albums.
Three-song EPs.
EPs, okay. So, and where are they available?
Depending on how you measure it. You can get those either at any show that we're playing. You can pick up physical copies. We also have it available on iTunes and Spotify, all major digital retailers and outlets. It's also uploaded to YouTube because of the company that we used. So if you want to listen to it, there's a route. Just type in James Neary and the Bevy Blue into your search bar, and I'm sure you'll get there somewhere. Get there some way.
Very good. You've had him at your place at the Nest.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a program called James Neary and Friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For like a year and a half, maybe or so. I think it was like the highlight of my month. Always.
And speaking of appearances, do you have any upcoming appearances?
Yes. My band, James Neary and the Bevy Blue, will be at The Livery in Benton Harbor, Michigan on the 28th or 29th. I'll have to double check that on my
But my you can find out where you're going to be on your Facebook
you can,
or...
Yes, you can head to jamesnearyandthebevyblue.com or you can find us on Facebook, James Neary and the Bevy Blue, or you can find us on Instagram at James Neary and the Bevy Blue. Just literally type our name in somewhere. We try to keep all of our information congruent across all platforms. So if you find us, hopefully there will be upcoming show information. The Livery on this next week, and then in April we are doing a show in South Bend. I believe that's April 28th. I could also be incorrect on that, but we're working with Sound South Bend and Timbredio and a bunch of other nice sponsors who have put on a show for us at the South Bend Civic Theater with Brittany Lee Moffitt opening up the show.
Excellent.
So it'll be two really cool shows coming up. Please see our website and social media sites for details.
You're listening to James Neary on Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM. Send us your arts events at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Maybe we should give a shout out to your other Nearys.
Yes. Well, first, shout out to all of the family and friends that I hold very dear. If you're listening to this, most of y'all probably aren't awake yet, but I appreciate you.
You like to be up at the crack of noon, right?
Right, yeah. I'm very much a night
owl. But like
owl
your band members and what they play, in the Bevy Blue.
So shout out to Sammy Lane Tuthill. He's our lead guitar player.
Fabulous.
He was the booking agent. Well, not the booking agent, but the simplest version of the story is he was a booking agent for the Acorn Theater, where I won that first singer-songwriter contest. And he was he had been trying to get me to work with him for quite some time, and when we finally decided to get the band together, he was on the short list of just like, yeah, let's do it. His sense for leads is beautiful, and I couldn't be happier to have him as a part of the band. Next up, Dakota Morgan. He's our drummer. He's probably my oldest, closest friend. We were musical friends in high school and just never separated. Always dreamed of doing some duo things together, but This band thing gives us a lot more flexibility. Dakota was the very first person I reached out to when it just snapped in my head one morning. I was like, I need a band. Let's get a band together. And I was like, hey, you want to start a band? And he was like, I've been waiting for you to say that forever. So now we have a band. We got Jeff Topp on the bass. And his story, his acclimation to the band was a little more nerve-wracking than the rest, because I had to bring Dakota with me to talk to Jeff, because he's in so many other projects. He's a very musically busy guy. And after I got done talking with him, it was like, well, I don't know, maybe we'll see. And then Dakota hopped on a drum kit that he had set up in his studio space, and he started with the groove, and then Jeff picked a bass up off the wall and started playing with him. And he was like, well, okay, maybe we'll have a practice and see how it works out. And, you know, now we're going strong. We also got Sam Kay on the saxophone. And
alto, tenor?
All of it.
All of it?
Like he's got the full range. He kills it on Barry, too. I don't know how he does it. He gets those, like, high squeals out of it, too.
Wow.
Does he join you on all the gigs, or?
As often as he can. Unfortunately, he's also one of those that's, like, super musically busy and has...
At the livery? Will he be at the livery?
I believe he will be at the livery.
Okay.
Fingers crossed, hopefully, knock on wood. That would be super cool. He makes us sound so good, and he's the most laid back of all of the members of the band. Just naturally, he's like, hey, sure, whatever.
Yeah, once you add a horn of any kind, but especially saxophone, you really bring a whole different element to music.
Yeah.
And you know, guitars are great and everything, but once you add that element, that's such a great thing.
There. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, you go from sounding like a rock band to sounding like a, you know, pieces that are painting a picture entirely.
Right.
Like it sounds a little less predictable, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid of like self-similarity and, you know, writing songs that have the same chord rotations or doing things that have kind of the same motif. So horns are a really beautiful way to make sure that no two things like almost can sound alike, as long as, you know, he's at the helm piloting that nice, shiny, like a dancey note all over everything else.
Yeah.
So does the, and I've noticed like with your posting that you've been doing paintings. So does that give you, is that, when did you add that in such a purposeful way?
Well, it started with a Facebook video of someone, one of those like viral videos that goes around. It's like, this is so-and-so. She's been doing acrylic pouring.
Acoustically.
Technically, yeah. Yes. It is acoustic acrylic pouring. But I saw a clip and I became fascinated by it. So I went out and found the materials, and it's not expensive to get started. You just have to, you know, have paint and have some kind of medium and canvases. And it started as kind of a not so serious like foray into a visual art where I'm not
free
totally
your mind.
In control. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just you put the paint in a container and you dump the paint on the canvas, or you somehow get the paint onto the canvas and it's not controlled. It's not deliberate. You're not making forms and shapes. You have this like conglomerate of color that you have to like try and tilt the runoff and like in real time you're making it, but you have no real control.
Right.
So the product of that was I was hooked immediately. I spent like a good month or two, like once a day, just like, here's another one. I'm addicted. Let's just keep going.
It's cathartic.
Yeah, it was an opportunity to, excuse me, it was an opportunity to mess around with color and shape and, you know, see.
A different form of music.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that eventually led to something a little bit more deliberate. I started actually painting abstracts because I can't. Like, I personally default to that. I love taking meaning from something that doesn't have any inherent, like, visual reference point.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to, like, just peel back the curtain a little bit. I can't, like, rigorously draw or paint anything accurately. Like, there's a disconnect. If I wanted to draw anything particular, it's not going to come across the way I want. So I surrendered to this idea that, you know, maybe I'm just meant to produce things that I'm going to look at and be like, oh, that's interesting. But
yeah, it's a note.
it sort of took on another life of its own. It's the process has slowed down a little bit. I'm focused back on music more, but I do like painting.
I know, it's a refresher, I think, especially since you immersed yourself so much with the Bevy Blue. I mean, there was just this big shift. And so it was nice to see that happening, that you had like this... Still a very creative outlet, but an outlet. Yeah.
I've always been fascinated by visual art, and I'm glad that I'm at a point in my life where I can kind of like juggle the two. Even if the visual aspect is not all that serious, it's still something that I can like dip my toe into and appreciate on some level.
So has, and I don't know the answer to this, so I'm
okay.
So Stop Drop Rewind is going to play in the Nest sometime before Swale.
Sweet.
And they were going to ask you to join in. Have they done that yet?
Yeah, we had some preliminary talks. I want to make sure my calendar is clear. I don't want to say yes prematurely, but I would absolutely love to make that happen.
That would be so fabulous.
Yes.
Be great. They're so much fun.
Shout out to Chris and DJ and
completely.
You know, miss you guys. Let's get together and jam soon. I know I was supposed to come to the one show that I didn't because of personal reasons. I know you're not listening, but this is just me projecting that onto you. If this ever gets back around to you, let's hang out.
They're going
to
be on. They're going to be on sometime before Swale. So.
Perfect. Yeah.
Very good. So any place locally you're going to be performing? I mean, Benton Harbor is a little ways away.
Yeah,
so.
Benton Harbor is a little far. Benton Harbor and South Bend are two.
He always
like,
has an open
shows.
Invitation. Always.
You can always go to the Nest. Mm-hmm.
No, I would love to make that happen too. I want to plan it properly. I want to have, I fly by the seat of my pants quite often when it comes to like set list building.
So we're planning some outdoor stuff. So maybe that would be.
Oh, that would be cool.
Okay,
I'd
good.
Love that.
Has there been any jazz influences in your background? No.
A lot more recently, but not so much in the start of it. I don't know what tripped the trigger, but at some point, I think it was a Jacob Collier and Herbie Hancock video. He was describing harmony on like five different musical levels. And so I got started down the Jacob Collier rabbit hole and I was like, I don't even understand this music. This music is so beautiful and so drastic that I don't even know what's happening. So I started down the Herbie Hancock rabbit hole, which was not much better, but it was much more like palatable and groovy. And I would say the better part of the last year has been you know, either Herbie Hancock or that revolving cast of like jazz fusion, like Cassiopeia and other like really modern takes on like jazz motifs.
I know when I was in high school, I played trumpet, not really well, but we all wanted to play like Maynard Ferguson. And I don't know if you're familiar with Maynard Ferguson, but you know, he developed the style of playing in the stratosphere of notes, beyond anyone. But I mean, and it came out fantastic. And especially when he came back from overseas, he did something. Hey, I think we have time for one more song. You have a request? Esther?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, what? Give us one more song before we wrap it up here today.
Alrighty.
I know your mom's favorite, but...
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Lighthouse.
Okay,
Lighthouse.
You.
James Nerian, Lighthouse.
Oh, no, more tears.
Uh-oh.
Drop my feet down below, hard concrete under snow. A lightning bolt in my mind. I work too hard to be this blind. And take me down on my feet on the floor. I don't want to see much more. Call the tides to wipe away your name in all the sands, and tell the boats to come to stay, and bring the sailors to the land. And just as I am like the moon behind the scenes to push the sea, you're the lighthouse on too soon to push it all away. from me. Sent days in wait, watch the fleet every day. A lightning bolt far away, gone too soon without a pay. Tell the boats to come to stay and bring the sailors to the land. And just as I am like the moon behind the scenes to push the seas, you're the lighthouse on too soon to push it all away from. Call the tides to wipe away your name in all the sands, and tell the boats to come to stay, and bring the sailors to the land. And just as I am like the moon behind the scenes to push the seas, you're the lighthouse on.
Well, and we had to cut you off there, but we're at the end of our show for Art in the Air. Thank you, James Neary, for a great time on Art in the Air. You've been listening to us. We're on every Friday at 11 a.m., rebroadcast Monday at 5 p.m. Your hosts, Larry Breckner and Esther Golden. Thanks again to Greg Kovach, our station manager. Again, send us your art event at artontheair@wvlpgmail.com. Next week, we have Vita and Dahlia as our guests. See you next week right here at 103.1.
Aloha.